Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and asked, or they mentioned that they're overall profitable, but they're generally aiming for a 2-to-1 risk-reward ratio, but they're finding it difficult to be consistent. I think plenty of examples and explanations on the overall psychology of a winning mindset would be helpful. What would you say to this person?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So this person is basically struggling with the psychology of executing a system with a 2-to-1 ratio. Yeah. Yeah. That's tough. I mean, it almost sounds like that this person could be better off, and I hesitate to suggest this, but could be better off going with a higher win rate system and a lower risk to reward. The problem, of course, there is it puts the pressure on to keep the win rate higher. So there's a couple of things you can do. One is, I'll put a link to this in the show notes for this episode, but one thing you can take a look at is brainwave entrainment. Brainwave entrainment is a great way to set yourself up so that it's almost like, you know, you see athletes get their minds set right before they, you know, enter a big race or play in a big game or whatever. It's kind of the same thing where you can literally click into a brainwave track, and what will happen is you're putting your mind in, because our mind goes through different phases throughout the day depending on what we're doing, and there are some that are very useful for traders, especially making trading decisions, and there are others that are not so useful. So it sounds like there's some anxiety and some, you know, confidence issues here, and some of those can be helped by using brainwave entrainment tracks. And so what you do is you kind of listen to the brainwave entrainment track, then you sit down and make your trading decisions. The other, which is what I always do, and I find that very useful. It's good if you're trading the higher time frame charts, because you know when you're going to be making your decisions. If you're trading the lower time frame charts, you could be making decisions at any, you know, you could be at the restaurant watching your phone or something and getting out of that 4-hour trade or whatever. I don't know. I mean, but if you're a higher time frame trader, that's, it's much easier to do that. So essentially, I think what I would say is that brainwave entrainment before you make your trading decisions will help. And the other thing is just seed your subconscious with some positive thoughts about success and about money management. And one of them that I would recommend, I'll link it up here for you. It does cost a small fee. It was this company that I approached, and I was using their hypnosis tracks, but I found that their trader hypnosis track wasn't very good for Forex traders. So I talked to the owner of the company, and he basically made one for Forex traders. It only costs $7, but I'll put that link down there too for those of you who are listening to this and would be interested in using hypnosis. You can check that out as well. So you can click on that and download that. And that's another thing that, again, basically what you're doing here is you're trying to erase those seeds of doubt that are sort of bubbling up right now for you by overriding those and putting something more positive in your subconscious. So I would use that two-pronged approach where you want to seed your subconscious with more success thoughts and feeling good about what you've been able to do, which is make money out of the markets. A lot of people can't say that. And then the second thing is you would want to make sure that when you do make those decisions, you've got the right mindset by using the brainwave track. And that those are two things that I would certainly suggest. What about you, Hugh? Do you have any other ideas?
No, but I totally agree with that. I thought that the brainwave stuff was a little bit of hooey in the beginning, but I tried it out, and it definitely helps you concentrate, make better decisions, and overall just reprogram your thinking. I'm still going through the process, obviously, but that really helps. So yeah, if this person should definitely try it.
What was that toy that you had, or that thing where it? What was that thing called? I heard it from you and another person.
Oh, yeah, the Muse headband.
Yeah, the Muse headband. Maybe you want to talk about that. Yeah. Tell people about that, because I don't have one yet, but I'm interested, because actually, right when you told me about it, someone else told me about it, like around that same week or whatever. So maybe you can explain that, because that kind of gets into brainwave, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The technology is really rudimentary right now, so they're just kind of like measuring your brainwaves. It's not measuring the frequency of your brainwaves, like you mentioned. which is obviously more important when you're learning or trading or, you know, doing whatever. But I think the technology will get there. So basically, you put this headband on your over your ears, and it measures your brain activity. And then during a course of a meditation session, you can kind of see how calm your mind was. And I think that's a really good starting point to, you know, calming your mind and consciously getting to a state where you're more conscious about what you're doing.
Wow, that's cool. So for example, like you could listen to the hypnosis track with the Muse headband on, and then later on go back and look at the data. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I was doing. When I did meditation, just like freestyle with nothing, I initially got like a 30% calmness rating or whatever. So my mind was only calm 30% of the time. And then I stuck in one of those hypnosis tracks, and then my calmness shot up to like 90%. So it's also a good way to just measure stuff. You know, there's a lot of gray areas in this meditation stuff, but this gives you some actual numbers you can work with.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. Yeah. So that's cool because you can kind of, it's like having a, you know, you go for a PR or whatever, right? You go for a personal record or, you know, next time I meditate, I'm going to try to break 90 or whatever. You know, I mean, it's kind of cool that.
Yeah.
It's like biofeedback. You know, you learn how to control your body. That's really interesting. I think I'm going to check that out. So the Muse, it kind of hooks up to your phone or something, right? Or is that how it works? Like there's an app associated?
Yeah. It's just Bluetooth to your phone.
All right, cool. I'm gonna try that. I'm really interested in that. So thanks for sharing that. That's great.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Thanks for the advice.
See ya.